It's Thursday, the 3rd of October, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Magistrates and Judges Association of Namibia is concerned over the safety of judicial officers following an arson attack on the Gobabis Magistrates Court. The attack, which occurred on the 1st of October 2024, saw the public prosecutor's office set on fire by a yet unknown individual. While no injuries were reported, the incident has caused significant damage to the office. Here's the association's secretary, Helvi Shikalepo.
In light of the incidences that have occurred at both the Rundu Magistrates Court as well as the Gobabis, we felt the need to denounce to the locals out there that we're not going to tolerate this, and we are trying to better the conditions of magistrates and judges, because unfortunately this is the only association that is there to advance their work conditions. So we definitely want to strategize and have better security for our magistrates and judges.
The Affirmative Repositioning Movement has officially put forward its leader, Job Amupanda, as its presidential candidate for the November general election. The submission was made to the Electoral Commission of Namibia this morning. To be registered as a presidential candidate, one must form part of a registered political party unless running as an independent candidate, be a registered voter, and pay a fee of 20,000 Namibia dollars. From elsewhere, the bail hearing of three men accused of murdering two women on a farm in Limpopo in South Africa and feeding their bodies to pigs has been postponed to 6 November. Farmer Zakaria Olifir, farm supervisor Adrian De Wit, and employee William Musora appeared in the Polokwane Regional Court on Wednesday for the murder of Maria Makato and Lucian Dlovu. And the United Nations Human Rights Council is concerned with the widening hostilities in the Middle East and their potential to engulf the entire region. UN Human Rights spokesperson Liz Throssell says all parties must clearly distinguish between military targets and civilians.
The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, urges all parties to pursue negotiations to end the current path of destruction and violence that shows no end in sight. He reminds everyone to ensure accountability of those responsible for violations of international humanitarian law that have taken place or are ongoing, whoever the perpetrators may be, and to ensure justice for the victims.
Israel has confirmed it's calling up additional troops as part of its ground invasion of Lebanon. Trent Murray reports from Tel Aviv.
Heavy airstrikes were reported in the Lebanese capital overnight, with a number of strikes hitting the Hezbollah stronghold of Dahiya in the south of the city. But a separate attack also hit in the downtown area for the first time, the IDF confirming it launched a precision strike on a multi-story building, which it says was a Hezbollah-affiliated medical center. The site is not far from Lebanon's parliament. South in the border areas, heavy fighting has been reported, with the IDF confirming its first casualty since it launched its ground invasion.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.